2072 at Gresham Transit.
2072, good evening. I got your request to talk. How can I help?
So, earlier today there was an incident on my bus at the beginning of my trip at Burnside and Grand. Anyway, the lady was arrested and her purse was left at the scene in our shelter. And so, anyway, it's on my bus and they told me to turn it into lost and found. So, I was just going to fill out the lost and found card, so I didn't even think till now to take a peek inside and see if there was a wallet that I need to, you know, inventory that there was a wallet inside. Anyway, I don't think we want to take this in the garage. There's no wallet in it, but there's like a crack pipe and some other kind of pipe. I don't know if it's for crack or just weed, but I don't think the station agent's going to want this in the garage.
Okay, I copy. Let's make sure that that purse is all closed up so, you know, it's not, and none of the contents can come out of it. And put it somewhere safe for now. And I will get a supervisor to probably meet up with you when you get downtown again. Great, take it off your hands.
Oh, okay. I was just wondering if I could toss it in the garbage, just because I guess probably should have taken the lead of the officer that they didn't take it with them when they arrested her. Bad that, you know, she probably had her ID and stuff in it, but it's not. So, but if you want a supervisor to pick it up, I'm happy to do what you do.
Yeah, regardless of the paraphernalia, and unless it was, you know, like a weapon or something, we still have to treat it just like we would with any normal lost and found item. I understand that, you know, there's some paraphernalia in there, but it's if it's something that can be, that wouldn't have been noticed had we not opened it, we've just got to treat it like a regular lost and found item, make sure there's a ticket for it, and I'll get a supervisor to meet up with you.
Okay, all right. And if that's the case, if you want me to take it to the garage, I'm happy to. I just didn't know if they wanted this in the garage. I just thought I should check with you guys. Wallet.
No, and I appreciate you checking. You know, it's always a good idea to do so when you're unsure. It's a lost and found item. You know actually who owned it, so I would definitely turn it in just like you would any other lost and found item. So if you're comfortable doing that, I'll call off the supervisor.
Yes, I'm comfortable doing that. I'm sorry for all this. I just thought maybe they didn't want it in there, but no, definitely. I'll take it back with me. It's fine.
All right, I copy. Well, you have a good night, okay?
Thank you. You too.
Thank you. We'll be clear at 2203.